Luke chapter 14, verses 25 to 35 from the New Living Translation. The cost of being a disciple. A large crowd was following Jesus. He turned around and said to them, "If you want to be my disciple, you must, by comparison, hate everyone else, your father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. And if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. But don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin a construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there is enough money to finish it? Otherwise, you might complete only the foundation before running out of money, and then everyone would laugh at you. They would say, 'That's the person who started that building and couldn't afford to finish it.' Or what king would go to war against another king without first sitting down with his counselors to discuss whether his army of 10,000 could beat the 20,000 soldiers marching against him? And if he can't, he will send a delegation to discuss the terms of peace while the enemy is still far away. So you cannot become my disciple without giving up everything you own. Salt is good for seasoning, but if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? Flavorless salt is good neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown away. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand."
In today's passage, Jesus invites us to follow him. He wants us to be all in. And he wants to be first over all in our lives. Jesus' ask of us today to follow him wholeheartedly and with all that we have, to put him first and to be all in, reminds me of a bridegroom asking a fiancé to get married. Embedded in that question is another question. Am I willing to bring all I have to this marriage and to follow my husband with everything wherever he goes? Jesus is our bridegroom, and he is asking us to trust him completely, to bring all that we have, all we've accumulated, all of our family, everything that's important to us, and to follow wherever he goes. He asks us to be salt. Now, salt is not the substance, it's the seasoning. It's the unique quality to be able to enhance the original flavor of everything around us. What would it look like if I were fully surrendered to Jesus, following him and putting him first, allowing him to pour out my life like salt so that I may bring out the unique flavors in all those around me? Lord, help me to let go of everything today that stands in the way of fully following you. Please show me where I can partner with you to bring out the unique flavors and the unique colors of everything and everyone around me.